Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Tom Rice, Republican from South Carolina, lost his re-election bid to a Trump-endorsed challenger, Russell Fry, on Tuesday night. Rice is the first House Republican to lose his re-election bid after voting to impeach President Trump over his role on January 6. Representative Nancy Mace won, beating out a candidate backed by Trump. Two Los Angeles area police officers who were rushed to the hospital Tuesday following a shooting have died. Two El Monte officers responding to an intersection where a possible stabbing was taking place at a hotel. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the police officers were shot by a suspect immediately after they arrived on the scene. Detective Andrew Meyer.
The suspect fled the hotel room into the parking lot, and a second officer involved shooting occurred. The suspect was also struck by gunfire, and he was pronounced deceased at the scene.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The World Health Organization is planning to hold an emergency meeting next week, saying the unusual and concerning worldwide outbreak of monkeypox needs to be front and center. The organization plans to look at whether the outbreak should be declared a public health emergency of international concern and to change the name because it's an offensive name that must be changed. Climate change is a theory. Some believe it to be true. Some don't. Some understand there is no such thing as climate stability, and it's always changing. The Biden administration wants you on board for climate change, even if it means removing your freedom of speech. White House National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy on Axios.
Well, the challenge is now that we're moving from denial to actually just trying to disengage the public, we have to get tighter. We have to get better at communicating. And frankly, the tech companies have to stop allowing specific individuals over and over again to spread disinformation.
USA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Voyager 1 mission, launched in 1977, was expected to last 5 years. Nearly 45 years later, the space probe is around 14.5 billion miles from Earth. NASA has announced Voyager's control systems, which keeps the spacecraft and its antenna in proper orientation, are not reflecting what's actually happening on board. Engineers continue to try to find a solution. The Biden administration is being called out by Republican Senator Josh Hawley for allowing America's security to deteriorate over the last year and a half. America's floundering economy, the force-fed woke military, does nothing but to embolden our number one adversary, China. The senator on Fox News.
It's absolutely vital that we get the military back focused on what it's supposed to do, which is protecting this country and fighting our wars. And by the way, that means actually protecting the security of the United States, not off nation building in places like Ukraine. You know, you said just a second ago, this administration is sleepwalking toward a crisis in China. Part of the reason for that is they're so busy building nation building, trying to create a client state in Ukraine, that they're not focused on our biggest foreign policy threat, which is China and the Communist Party in China. And they're trying to use the military as a giant social experiment, use it, as you say, to carry on their wokeification agenda. All of that needs to stop. We need to get focused again on the national security of this country and also our economic security. And this administration has endangered them both.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I mean, I can't believe you think this country's out of track. I mean, what are you thinking? I mean, you know, we're just paying record numbers for gas. Our borders are wide open. Russia is invading Ukraine. We're having Russia represent us on a nuclear deal with Iran. Well, why? What makes you think that we're off track? I mean, can't you hear what the Democrats are saying? I mean, everything is fine. I mean, it is going on according to schedule. In fact, it's so wonderful, we just can't even imagine why the mainstream media and social media are abandoning us, because we're just so awesome here. Plus, on top of that, as if that's not enough, Rick Manning, and Rick Manning, by the way, is with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. I'll bring you on first and say good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. It sounds like you're ready to go. Let's do it.
Well. Look at, hey, look, here we are. We've got Supreme Court judges that are being stalked, and they're breaking law in their neighborhoods by people going in and protesting and gathering in front of their houses with their children there. All this stuff is crazy. But yet, nothing happens to them, and I even said, why couldn't they have a citizen's arrest, Rick? I mean, they are, in fact, breaking the law. Why don't the neighbors just go and say, hey, look, you're under arrest, and force the police to do something, you know, to take them in custody for breaking the law? But that aside, okay, I mean, let me put this in perspective. This is how awesome the Democrats are doing just such a great job for us in keeping this country on track, is that all that's happening with the judges. Meanwhile, Britney Spears, you know, she's a protected class. Did you know that? I mean, her ex-husband appears at the wedding, and he's arrested. He's charged with stalking. So Britney Spears, you can't, no protest, no nothing for Britney Spears. But thank God Britney Spears is not a judge. If she was a judge and, you know, on the Supreme Court, then that'd be a different story. Her ex would get away with it. But in this particular case, she is Britney Spears. And so the ex is in serious trouble now, and he's charged with stalking. But meanwhile, you've got these other individuals with our knuckleheaded government allowing them to break the law, trying to do everything they can to influence a decision that's yet to come down regarding Roe v. Wade. So help me understand this.
I think the key to this is that if Britney Spears were on the Supreme Court, it'd be a very heavy workload for the other eight, but B, every decision would be auto-tuned, so they'd be perfect. But the... two jokes came to mind. I couldn't choose between them.
Okay.
But use them both. But the, it's absurd. But that doesn't, listen, Britney Spears deserves to be protected from a stalker. The question isn't whether Britney Spears should be protected from a stalker. It's why won't we protect Brett Kavanaugh and his family from a stalker? Why won't we protect Amy Coney Barrett and her family from a stalker? Why won't we protect Justice Clarence Thomas and his family from a stalker? Now, and Neil Gorsuch and his family from a stalker, and Chief Justice Roberts and his family from a stalker. That's the real question. And the answer is simple. The answer is simple. The left, the official left in Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. includes the surrounding counties, has made a decision that there is no, just as they felt they could cancel anybody in the Trump administration, just as they believed anybody for somebody in the Trump administration went and was eating at a restaurant, that they could be assaulted by people. And if you went to a Trump rally, you could be assaulted by people. Just as they made that decision that was morally okay because Trump was bad. Well, they've just translated that to the Supreme Court, and you either do what we say, what we think should happen, or we will personally threaten you and assault you, and the local law enforcement and the federal law enforcement, Attorney General Merrick Garland, top of the list, is unwilling to enforce the law, a plainly written law, that protects justices, protects judges from intimidation in this process of doing their duty. And this is important beyond the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court doesn't have any protection. How's your local judge have any protection when they're trying to deal with an Antifa type and the Antifa people are surrounding his household or her household for that matter?
Right.
So this is not just Supreme Court justices. This is not just Roe v. Wade. This is about whether or not judges could be able to do their job free and unfettered from political and physical intimidation to them and their families. This is fundamental to justice. And the fact the Attorney General of the United States will not enforce this law tells you that what we have right now, first of all, he needs to be impeached. And second of all, it tells you that the left does not believe in our basic justice system. They believe in a system that is designed solely and completely to mete out rulings that fit their philosophical narrative and philosophical agenda.
Can I let the audience in on something, a little bit of reality here? Because this is really important here, because what's happened is because of exactly what you've laid out, the majority, the silent majority, has just kind of, we've folded our tents. We've gone into our respective corners and just said, get this away from me. I can't deal with this. This too will pass somewhere down the road. But meanwhile, we've got all kinds of insanity taking place. You know, case in point, you know, Britney Spears. I mean, the big decision she's got to make is yes or no, I do or I don't. And here we've got a court dealing with a 50-year decision that has created a mess and over the, 63 million babies being aborted. Huge deal here. But I want the American people to understand, look at here, just like in Germany, there's more of us than them. Do you understand this? You've got to get this around your head. There is more of us than them. We have to quit listening to their BS and their narrative, because they're not interested in the truth. They're interested in their own narrative, their own power and control, and getting us to surrender our liberties, surrender our families, surrender our kids, surrender our bank accounts. I mean, this is an all-out push against the American dream. This is what is happening right before our eyes. But if you don't realize the numbers are on your side, I mean, probably, Rick, when you look at it, maybe 10-1 here. 10-1 in favor of us, and we're sitting there putting up with this crud.
If I can
use Bill Barr's term, BS.
Yeah, Bill Barr. Let's not talk about him unless we have to. If you wanted proof of that, in San Francisco, they threw out a DA who was letting all the criminals out. That's one of the things that the AOCs of the world are pushing hard. That's the George Soros agenda. And the people of San Francisco, there's no suburban here. It is a tight, it's a very, very small jurisdiction when you get down to it. And they are, finding a conservative in San Francisco is like finding gold in the American River in 2020. So there is a a very small number of conservatives in that town. They threw out a DA, a source DA, who was letting criminals loose. That tells you just how much the revolt against this far-left agenda exists. Democrats are looking around. I was reading an article the other day.
I'll tell you what. Let's pick it up from there, Rick. Yeah. We've got to go to break. We've got about 5 seconds left. Rick Manning is with us. We're talking serious stuff here, ladies and gentlemen. We've had enough of this. I don't know about you, but stay tuned. We've got more. It's just about 15 minutes after.
Let the IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, we're back with you. We're talking with Rick Manning. Always enjoy our time with him because Rick is just so,
he's just so non-serious about stuff. And he kind of keeps me calm because sometimes there's just something about it. I don't know what it is, Rick. I mean, you're like a red cape in front of a bull here. I see your name. We're going to be on. We're going to talk about these things. We'll talk about red flag laws, by the way, speaking of red capes, in just a moment. But, you bring this out in me. I mean, what is it about you? You're a catalyst.
I don't think I've been serious. I might be a catalyst, but I'm not serious. I like that fun, though. Bill, one of the things you were saying, and I think this is really important for people to know, first of all, you were talking about it's time for people to get involved. There were more of us than them. That's 100% true. That is 100% true. And I have given up on – I used to sit there and try to argue with people who are blinded and don't – And essentially just believe everything they've gotten out of MSNBC. I don't bother with that anymore. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, the thing is, Rick, let me interject this too.
Right.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Exactly. Hang on one second. Let me add to this. You know, we pick on MSNBC, but they're all culpable. Even Fox. I mean, I watch Fox anymore and I just go, oh, Lord, help me. I mean, you know, we counted on Fox before to offer consistent, at least semi-consistent conservative viewpoint and ideological support, but they've abandoned that as well. I mean, it's just like you can't even trust Fox anymore. So this is why the American people are going out and finding other resources, you know, shows like ours and organizations like yourself that are just, hey, we're sold out to the truth. That's what we want, the truth. We, and that's the most important thing. And the fact of the matter is I think the American people are waking up and going, you know what? We've got it figured out better than this guy does. I mean, this guy, all he says, we got $5 looking at $10 a gallon of gasoline, and he has no answers. And then the recession, we talked about a recession coming. Oh, well, or inflation, it's transitory. And then now you got Janet Yellen, who is, I mean, you know, she's not some rookie off the bench somewhere. I mean, she's been around for 50 plus years in this business and dealing with finances and money. And she's so perplexed, she doesn't understand what the heck's going on. So it's like, look at, we're better off on our own, you know, taking control of our own lives, because these supremacist elites are, you know, selling us down the river, Rick.
Yeah, well, I'm not disagreeing with that. It's a, I think there's something that the elites forget, and this deals with the economy more than anything else, but it deals with the rest of the laws as well. And the economy is guided by laws. The law of supply and demand, the law that you as an individual get to make choices. And it's, the economy is actually nothing more than the result of billions of choices you make, whether to buy something, whether to not buy something, what you buy, how you choose to put, do you put money into a retirement account? Do you invest money in the stock market? Do you do all those different things? You know, do you buy, save money on an apple because, you've got, you stop buying organic because you can't afford it anymore? Those are all choices that people make every single day. And the net result of those choices is our economy. And
yeah, but Rick, you've got to include the interference of the government that thinks they know better with regulations. They are mucking up the whole works and the free market system left to its own. You're exactly right. I'm with you, but go ahead.
That's my point. The people in Washington, D.C. think they can control said economy by tax laws and regulations and all this stuff. And they do to some extent. But the arrogance to think they can actually make it so, oh, we're not going to have a recession. We're going to have, we can spend as much money as we want and there'll never be any inflation. That kind of arrogance comes from a lack of understanding of how the economy actually works and how essentially supply and demand works with money. So you have this yin and yang where people come to Washington, D.C. and say, oh, I'm going to help the overall economy, I'm going to do all this stuff, and they don't realize that the best way to help the economy is to remove obstacles so people have more choices of what to make. And by having more choices, you get more rational decisions, and those rational decisions are not based upon who's got the best lobbyists in D.C. is based on who's creating the best price, the best value in the marketplace. That's how our economy functions. It functions best. Democrats want to dictate whether or not you can use oil, gasoline, because drive prices higher. And they try to make macro decisions that dictate your decisions. To some extent they do, but by and large what ends up happening is we end up mired in the muck of a recession, which I think is going to be very unpleasant and is not going to be short-lived with high inflation on top. And those of us who remember the 70s remember that it was a time of where America was in economic trouble. And
look what happened with Obama Biden. I mean, a recession, normally we're out of a recession 12-14 months, right? It went on for years because these idiots thought they could fix it instead of letting the free markets run and do what the free markets do. It will heal itself. But no, to your point, in their arrogance, they think somehow that they can control these things. And when in history has that been the case, Rick? Give me a grand example of, and sadly, this comes from one side more than the other. It comes from the Democratic side because they have a philosophy. They have a philosophy that is anti-free market. And they continue, when they get into office, they take over and they put us through this every time. And the voter, the American voter, Democrat, Republican, Independent, has got to feel the pain maybe once and for all to finally say, hell no, we've had enough of this stuff. We're not going to trust you with the keys to the car anymore because you knuckleheads, every time you get the keys, you see a cement wall and you go right for it. You do this every time.
And the answer, of course, on this is not, we think that, they just have their mistake and they just have bad policies. But the fact is, every time we're in this circumstance with Democrats, what they do is they use the circumstance to expand the size and scope of government, because the answer to everything, they're like a carpenter has one tool. He's got a nail and a hammer, and so he's just going to everything. He's got a hammer, so everything he sees is a nail. And that's what they do with the economy. They say everything they see, every problem, the answer is government. And
if we only had bigger government, the reason it didn't work is we don't have big enough government. And we don't have enough money. Right.
Right.
So it's what Pat Riley called the disease of more. And this is what happens in the Beltway. This is what's happened with this party, especially. You talk about a pandemic. I mean, it is a pandemic through this party. And that is the disease of more. It will never be enough for them, Rick.
Oh, that's absolutely right, because power is the absolute aphrodisiac. And if you throw God out of the equation and you say, there is no God. There's nothing higher than the power of being king, and you believe that being king makes you God, then guess what? The allure of being king is very, very strong for people who are seeking power. It is so there is a biblical context to this, but I just think people need to understand. Go back to your point in the first section. There's more of us than them. Mm-hmm. The key to it is, are we going to hide in a hole? Or are we going to come out? And I'm going to be very blunt. This is a ballot box issue. And we have to win at the ballot box. And we have to overwhelm them by such margins that they can't cheat to win.
They can't cheat enough.
We have to destroy them at the ballot box. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, because we know they're going to cheat. I mean, already we're being set up for monkeypox or some other COVID, variation to muck up the waters in the midterms just like they did. Because, hey, look at it. It worked in 2020. Why shouldn't it work in 22 and 24 going forward? I mean, this is what the Democrats do. Once they get onto a plan, they just keep working it, right?
Why would they not? So we just have to overwhelm them with votes, and that means getting involved.
Again, as Rick said, more of us than them, ladies and gentlemen, and we have to exercise that more of element of our citizenship. If not, we're toast. Rick, where can they go to get involved and have more information? 5 seconds.
Go to getliberty.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Tom Rice, the Republican from South Carolina, lost his re-election bid to a Trump-endorsed challenger, Russell Fry, on Tuesday night. Rice is the first House Republican to lose his re-election bid after voting to impeach President Trump over his role on January 6. Representative Nancy Mace won, beating out a candidate backed by Trump. Two Los Angeles area police officers who were rushed to the hospital Tuesday following a shooting have died. Two El Monte officers responding to an intersection where a possible stabbing was taking place at a hotel. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the police officers were shot by a suspect immediately after they arrived on the scene. Detective Andrew Meyer.
The suspect fled the hotel room into the parking lot, and a second officer involved shooting occurred. The suspect was also struck by gunfire, and he was pronounced deceased at the scene.
USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We've got Bill Pascoe. Yes, the infamous and one and only Bill Pascoe, Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington. Mr. Bill, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, how much fun are you having there in Washington with, you know, being so close to all the insanity, huh?
Well, I've got my feet are kicked back up on my desk. I've got my popcorn and my root beer. And, you know, that January 6th committee show is just an ever ongoing extravaganza full of entertainment. Not a lot of fact, but it's very entertaining for those of us who actually have followed what's been going on there. But I don't know if that's what you want to talk about today.
We'll talk red flag laws. We can talk a little bit, you know, J6 anyway. I mean, we had a little bit of reprieve. One of the shows was rescheduled or maybe canceled altogether, which, according to the ratings and the response of the American people, they kind of get it. They figure, okay, this is a one-sided argument. We're trying to, the Democratic Party is trying to impeach the president. For the third time. I mean, what do you, I mean, he's like the Charlie Brown of the political landscape. You know, why is everybody picking on Trump? Huh?
Well, you know, let's just talk about that first night. Let's talk about the ratings. So they go to prime time. They're trying to put a story in front of the American people They go to prime time. I don't think that when Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney plotted this, I don't think that they expected that the broadcast networks were going to carry it. But lo and behold, all of a sudden, it's like the Watergate hearings all over again. And we're going to have a roadblock. Remember in the old days, they called that a roadblock if you had the,
yes,
the three
exactly.
major
mm-hmm.
broadcast networks? Because the idea right. was that back in the old days, that was it. If you turned on the TV, the only thing you could watch was this one event that all the networks were carrying. Of course, now we've got 714 different cable channels, and that's if you still pay for cable. If you haven't just right. cut the cord and moved to Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu and Roku and all the other streaming services. But they ended up getting about 19 million viewers, which is less than the number of viewers that the broadcast networks broadcast to in a regular night during their evening newscast. If you add up the three evening newscasts, they didn't even generate that many people. So here's the thing.
That's amazing too, Bill, because that's night one. You think if they're going to yeah. do anything, night one, you would have a higher level of interest. But obviously, this is not passing the so what test. But go ahead.
No, it's not. They got half as many people as tuned in for President Biden's State of the Union address. So you're literally talking to a very small group of people. But then you look at the content. I watched it so that Tea Party Patriots activists wouldn't have to watch it. I can just report to them based on, I've been doing this a while.
Right. Exactly.
And I was embarrassed to tell them, and this is a true story. I actually fell asleep during Liz Cheney's droning 35-minute presentation. I actually fell asleep, and thank goodness for the inventor of the DVR, because I was able to go back and watch it again. And then, I got myself a cup of coffee, and I thought, okay, I got to pay attention to this. There's nobody who watched that whose mind wasn't made up. First off, is there anybody in this country whose mind isn't already made up about January 6th? You either believe it was the worst thing to happen since the beginning of terrible things happening, or, it was a riot that got out of control. And that's it. I don't think there was anybody who tuned in who learned anything that they hadn't already known. There was no new information presented. And a lot of the information that was presented, unfortunately, just wasn't factual. I have to say, the interview, the testimony from the female police officer, if I remember correctly, it was Officer Barbara Edwards.
Yes.
And they made a point. They made a point of drawing her out about Officer Brian Sicknick. She left no doubt in anybody's mind that he died right there next to her. Well, he didn't. And in fact, he left the events. He went back to his office. He talked to a number of people. They all said later, because he died the next day because of a stroke. But they gave us the clear impression, and this is the problem. I bring this up because this is an example mm-hmm. of what happens when you don't have an adversarial relationship. There was no defense witness or no defense counsel to say, Your Honor, I object. Let's get the rest of the facts here. In three minutes of cross-examining her, if you had Jim Jordan or Jim Banks as a member of this committee, as they were originally supposed to be before Speaker Pelosi said, oh, no, you're far too dangerous to allow anywhere near this committee. This committee is going on without you two. That's for darn sure. Give them 3 minutes.
You guys might bring some objectivity to this deal. We don't need objectivity, right?
Exactly. This is exactly why defendants have the right to counsel in a trial. This is not a trial, but it's a show trial. And that's the terrible part about it, is that it's literally a one-sided event. And it's not a partisan delineation, because guess what? There are two Republicans on the committee. It's not a partisan distinction. The country is divided between those who want to get Trump and those who don't want to get Trump. And this is a committee full of people who want to get Trump. That's the badge. That's the credential. If you want to get Trump, okay, then we'll consider you for membership in this committee, and you can join the dais. And I think that came through to anybody who watched. last week.
It was quite clear, and that's what this is why it isn't passing the so what test. And it's amazing that there are going to be more presentations of this, and so we'll have to suffer through it. And understanding at the same time, it's the people's money that they're spending. You know, I mean, this is costly on so many levels, and it's not uniting the American people whatsoever. It is an insincere investigation into what happened, because you don't even want to deal with the causal effect. I mean, the fact of the matter that you had 1 million people descend on D.C. to protest what they perceived was unjust during the previous election. Now, with Black Lives Matter, which was much more volatile and much more destructive, and in terms of property and fires and that sort of thing, the networks referred to that as a mostly peaceful protest. But when it comes
mostly
to January,
peaceful.
Yeah. But when it comes to January 6th, it's a full blown riot, and 5 police officers died. They were murdered there, and everybody was in jeopardy, and all this stuff. And let's not even talk about how the officials, the Capitol Police, opened the doors and welcomed the people to come in and have a self-guided tour of the premises.
Right. It was a coup attempt, don't you see?
Of course.
And by the way, let's just point out the one obvious glaring problem. First and last, I'm sure, coup attempt in history, anywhere on the face of the planet, it's the first and last coup attempt where the coup plotters showed up without any firearms.
Could you imagine that conversation? Hey, I thought, what happened? I thought you were bringing the gun.
Yeah.
Who brought the gun? It's hysterical. But sadly, the only person that had the gun that fired the round was a Capitol Police officer who has been given all sorts of cover and cover up and in the murder of Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah. All right. So, red flag laws.
Yes. We got about a minute and a half left here. I mean, of all things to deal with, it was like, you know, at the top of the list, Bill, why couldn't they have said, we're going to harden all the schools in the country are going to be hardened. We're no longer going to allow them to be defenseless. You know, to me, that's the number one issue. No, let's talk about all these other things. I mean, to me, the most immediate thing you can do is to secure the schools, don't you think?
I'm with you. Let's talk about Uvalde for just a moment. The Uvalde school district has 9 school buildings. They have 6 school resource officers. It's been a while since I've been in school, but I can do that math. If you've only got 6 officers to cover 9 schools, 3 school at any given time, 3 schools, that is a third of their entire physical plant, is going to be uncovered.
To be continued, he's the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington, Bill Pascoe. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Again, the assurance that you need to have, and do you have that insurance, that spiritual, eternal insurance? My recommendation and my hope for you is that you have claimed this for yourself, because we're seeing what's happening in our country right before our eyes that is so insane. Things we've been warned about, we never thought in a million years that we'd actually be living it out. But here it is. I mean, it is an upside-down world. Things that are good are called evil. You know, it's like I shared with you earlier. Here, we can't protect justices of the Supreme Court, right? People are allowed to protest. But yet, Britney Spears is protected. Her ex-husband gets arrested and charged with stalking. So, you know, our government will protect Britney Spears and forego the security of our Supreme Court justices. Let's be specific, our conservative Supreme Court justices. It's quite telling, isn't it, on its face? Well, Chris Chmielewski joins us now. He's the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism. And speaking of an upside-down world, of course, we're going to talk border issues. And, that doesn't make any sense either. And I get it. And I appreciate your frustration. Hey, Chris, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, Joe Biden has this big meeting with Western Hemisphere leaders. And, of course, we got to talk migration. How did that go?
Yeah, you'd think that he would come out of that meeting doing what the Trump administration did, taking a note from them. and potentially working with Central American leaders and asking them to try to do more to control the illegal flow of migrants out of their own countries. But no, instead what he did was he cut a deal to make it easier for them to come to the United States. One area in particular with the H-2A visa program, which is the farm worker visa program that we have here in the United States, he actually walked out of it with a commitment to invest about $65 million of the American Rescue COVID money to help out farmers recruit some of these workers from Central America to come and work on the farm so they don't come here illegally. But everything that came out of that meeting pretty much points towards the administration opening up the doors even more to Central American migrants and for migrants from other places, other parts of the world, rather than actually control things.
Right. So a minor issue here, okay, minor issue, compared to the previous administration. Anytime there was a suggested deviation of said money that was earmarked for a specific purpose, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats lost their mind over it. They went nuts. There was no way that you could divert any monies whatsoever, where, no matter what it was left over or anything like that. Let's put it into border security. No, let's not do that. Joe Biden, meanwhile, on his own, unilaterally decides to redirect $65 million of taxpayers' money that was set aside for COVID, and not a whimper.
Nothing.
Am I missing something here?
No, and weren't Democrats pushing just a month or two ago to spend more money on COVID relief? But instead, you know, we're going to shift, and it's not a ton of money in the grand scheme of things.
No.
I think $65 million is a lot of money. I wouldn't mind having that in my back pocket, but you know, again, not a ton of money, but again, they're using it to try to help some of those people in those caravans. If they're willing to work, if they're willing to do farm labor, you know, they're willing to invest some of that COVID relief money into helping them get to the United States and help the farmers pay for those workers. So it's, you know, it's just you know, I don't want to call it corporate welfare, but that's actually probably who's going to benefit the most is the corporate farms, not the family-run farms.
Oh, exactly. Of course. That's what it's designed for. And the other thing is that it comes to mind here, as you said initially, and that is the president goes and has this meeting, and he abandons any history or any idea, like you said. He doesn't want to do anything that Trump has done. And not only Trump, but other presidents, other administrations before, is that before you have this meeting, you have a good idea of what they call deliverables, right? You're going to come away. You know that you're going to come away from that meeting with a lot of good stuff for the people. That says that meeting was worthwhile, that everybody was kumbaya'd, and, you know, there was great things for everybody all around. But Joe Biden continues to go to these meetings. In fact, he's going next week to Saudi Arabia, and it's like, well, what do you expect? Well, I don't know. Like, really? You're the president? You have no deliverables? There's no prearranged deliverables? I mean, what is the State Department doing? What are your officials doing in order to set the stage so you come back and look like a hero?
Yeah. Yeah. And in addition, you know, they're going to open up some more migration channels to Haitians and Cubans. You know, none of this is this most recent meeting with the America leaders of the Americas. You know, nothing came out of it that I don't see how any of this benefits American workers or American citizens. You know, it helps out the big businesses that are going to utilize the cheap labor that's coming across and maybe makes it a little bit easier for some of these folks that are trying to make their way to the United States and instead of crossing the border illegally, they'll just show up with a visa now instead.
Well, the deal is, unfortunately, Chris, I mean, it's like as illegal as this is and as insane as it is, it defies common sense totally on its face. I mean, if nothing else, I mean, I say, look, if you're going to let people come in, I would sure have some HR professionals in place that would sit there and say, look, you know, hey, we'll take care of the legal stuff. I'm going to find out what merit, what do you have to offer the country? Okay, I want to understand who's coming across. Are they an asset? Are they a friend or a foe? you know, as much as I can understand. And if they're a friend and they've got something to offer business, then, hey, look it, I'm going to build up a cadre of a labor force with, you know, with a background of intelligence and education acumen that we could, you know, that we could distribute in the country on a meritorious manner to where you say, okay, it's nuts, I get it, but we're going to make the best of a terrible idea here. Instead of just letting people come in pell-mell into the country, not even, you know, concerned about any potential liability that they could bring with them, or even worse yet, is that, hey, is there gold in them thar hills? And with these people coming here, you know, because I would say in certain countries to our south, particularly in some of these Hispanic communities, oh my gosh, I mean, you've got hard-working, dedicated people, family-oriented people that could be great assets if given, you know, a proper trajectory and career path and opportunity. But to just let people come in willy-nilly without any consideration whatsoever, this is insane.
Yeah, and it's a lot of it, especially the folks that are coming in illegally, it's just encouraging employers to break the law by hiring an illegal workforce. But, you know, I go back to the Trump administration had pushed for the merit-based immigration system.
Exactly.
In a lot of other countries, it was an idea that, you know, it dates back a long time ago. There were concepts of a merit-based system in the Bush-McCain-Kennedy amnesty bill that was in the early 2000s as well. But Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, he's got a bill. He hasn't yet introduced it this Congress, but he's introduced it past Congresses called the RAISE Act, which was a merit-based immigration system that speaks exactly what you're pointing out. And this would help people coming to the country, number one, make sure that they have the skills for the jobs that we're currently in need of. And number two, help them. Well, they would be required to already have that job in order to come here. But no, instead, you're right. We're just throwing open the doors and allowing anybody who wants to come in. And then, you know, employers can pick and choose. And you know what happens to those that can't get jobs?
Exactly. Chris, I'm sorry. Is that the other thing that happens is that they by approaching it this way, it's so irresponsible because now you get people that are miscast. You get people who are qualified to be doing better jobs, and the best thing they can do is go pick lemons. That's debilitating. That is not the best use of their abilities, and they're going to get frustrated. Well, what happens when people get frustrated? They start, you know, doing wrong things, you know. Again, this isn't giving people a fair chance to win or the country a fair chance to win, if I can put it in those terms.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely right. And what we've seen, too, is, you know, the House of Representatives, led by the Democrats, but there were a fair number. I think there were about 30 Republicans who also supported it. A farm workforce amnesty bill about a year ago, the House of Representatives passed it last summer, and it would grant amnesty to people who are in the country working on farms illegally, but it required them to stay working on the farms indentured servitude because they know the second
they get an amnesty
and have the freedom to go get another job, they're going to go get another job. They don't want to work on the farm.
They got to revisit the Bracero program. I mean, there were some advantages there where they could go back and forth, be with their families, not be involved in an indentured servitude deal. So it's like, oh, great. Now, instead of the coyotes south of the border, now we got coyotes north of the border, and they happen to be Americans.
Right.
I mean, how does that make sense?
No, it doesn't, but nothing does right now on immigration from this administration, so.
Without a doubt. Chris Chmielewski, Numbers USA, Director of Policy and Activism. Where can they go for more information, Chris?
They can come visit us at numbersusa.com, and we're on both Facebook and Twitter, Numbers USA.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you...